John, also to the book of Jeremiah. Amen. The book of John, chapter 6, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 16. Praise the Lord. Good to see Brother Don Miller come in. And good to see Brother Jack Miller today. Norman Gardner's not here this morning. I don't see him anywhere. I'm going to talk to you about fishing a little bit today, all right? Talk a little bit about fishing. Amen. I might even talk a little bit about hunting. Is that all right? Ladies, would you bear with us? All right? Hang with us just a little bit here. Hunting and fishing. Two of the great pastimes. Right? I believe the Lord endorses both of those. I really do. And I hope there's no PETA members here today. Amen. But I believe the Lord endorses hunting and fishing. Amen. John chapter 6, I'm going to read to you just verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Amen. If you look to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 16, verse 16. Behold, I will send for many fishers. Many fishers. Amen. Saith the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after, I will send for many hunters. And they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. For mine eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face. Neither is their iniquity hid from mine eyes. And first I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double, because they have defiled my land. They have filled mine inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable and abominable things. Amen. The book of Jeremiah chapter 16. The Lord is talking about bringing people back. Bringing people back. Talking about drawing them back. Can I tell you today, the Lord likes to draw his people back. The Lord goes to great length to reach his people. And the Lord desires that everybody should come to repentance. He don't like for anybody to be lost today. And whatever it takes, amen, I believe the Lord would like to reach somebody this morning. Amen. Can I ask you, what is the difference between fishing and hunting? What is the difference between fishing and hunting? One man said the difference between hunting and fishing is that hunters seek their prey while fishermen try to become the prey. They do their best to make their lures look attractive and vulnerable so the fish will attack them instead of the hunter attacking the animal. Makes sense, right? Makes sense. Then one man said, hunters, fishermen, the difference is between a hunter and fisherman is a hunter lies and waits, and a fisherman waits and he lies. That's the difference between a hunter and a fisherman. Very true, right? Amen. One lies in wait, and the other one waits and lies. But it's the Lord's desire to reach everyone. It's the Lord's desire to touch every life. And he'll do whatever he has to do to reach somebody, even this morning.
Yes, he will. Amen.
Ben, I'd like to talk to you about when God goes fishing and when God goes hunting. What? Yeah. Do you know God is one that he likes to fish for souls? He likes to fish. We read that verse too, that he likes to draw men to him. He likes to draw them out. He likes to pull them to him. And the Lord does whatever he has to reach somebody. To reach somebody that's far away from God, he wants to draw them to him. Draw them to him. Somebody that's wandering away from God, but he wants to draw you back to him. Somebody that's lost, he's going to hunt for you. He's going to hunt for you. He wants you to be saved. He is not willing that any should perish today, that any should die lost. And he wants to draw you to him so that he can work in your life. And whatever he needs to do, the Lord will do whatever is necessary to reach you today, to reach you this morning in this service. When God goes fishing, I enjoy fishing. I like it. Don't always get to do much of it, but I enjoy fishing. But there's something about when you get that lure out, and you get that lure that looks so much like the fish that you're trying to catch. You are trying to get that, catch the attention of that fish that is in that lake or in that pond, wherever it is. You're trying to get his attention, so you throw something out there that he will catch his attention, that will draw him to it. You want to get something that he looks at and says, that looks good. You want to throw something out there that makes that fish look at it and say, that looks tasty. That looks something that stirs it up a little bit to make it draw out and to come after that lure that you've thrown out there. You present a bait that is desirable to the fish. They love a big juicy worm. They love a good minnow. They love that, and I tell you, it draws them out. They come out after it. You present a bait that is desirable, and a fish will come out. Do you know the Lord knows what it is that you desire today? The Lord knows how to present this to you today, the message to you today, in a way that will draw you to him. It is the desire of the Lord to draw you out, to pull you to him, to let you know, amen, that there's something good in him, and he wants to draw you to him. So the Lord presents himself to you in a way that is an attraction to you. He presents himself in a way that you say, that is what I need. That is what I'm looking for. That is what I desire in my life. And the Lord does it in such a way to draw you closer to him, to draw you out. Amen. You know, that fish, they feel very secure deep in the water. They feel very secure down in that water covered up where nobody can see them. They feel very secure. But suddenly here comes this lure that draws them out. It draws them out of the grass. It draws them out of the weeds. It draws them out of the log. It draws them out because they have seen something that they like, that they would think they would enjoy. And they draw it out, something that is desirable to them, draws them out. And the Lord, he comes to you today, and he's trying to draw you out. And the Spirit of God, amen, he presents himself. And the Holy Spirit presents a Savior to you, amen, that is so desirable. And so for those that feel unloved, amen, he presents a Savior, and he shows you the love of God. And he shows you how much God loved you, that he'd give his only begotten son. Amen. And with that a love so wonderful, a love so amazing. Amen. It catches your attention. And you think, oh, if I could only know a love like that. And then God begins to draw you out. Amen. Because, amen, you have found, amen, the love of God. Amen. Maybe you come here today and you're needing some peace in your life. Amen. And then Jesus is presented to you. Amen. The peaceful Savior, the kind one, the compassionate one, the loving one. Amen. That one that comes so peaceably and into your life and brings such sweet peace. And you hear about the man, amen, that can bring peace to your soul and suddenly becomes desirable to you and it draws you to him. Maybe today you say, I'm looking for something that will satisfy the longings of my life. Amen. And the Holy Spirit presents a Savior to you today. Amen. He presents a Savior to you that it is all about how he can satisfy every desire of your life. How he can bring such sweet satisfaction to your life today. Ask the woman at the well, and she'll tell you, yes, amen, he's a God, amen, that will satisfy the longings of your heart. Amen, he'll quench every thirst that you may have. Amen, ask the hungry souls, amen, that were fed with a group of 5,000, and they'll tell you it's more than bread and fish, but it's the words that he spoke that fed our soul and satisfied us. Amen, ask the woman caught in the very act of adultery. Amen. She'll tell you about a loving and kind and compassionate Savior. Amen. Ask the one, amen, that was a leper that was healed. Amen. And he'll tell you about one, amen, that was concerned about him, that loved him in spite of his sickness when everybody else, amen, was repulsed by him. The Savior loved him. Amen. Because why? You know what? The Lord's trying, wanting you to see? He's wanting to draw you to him. He wants you to see a Savior. Man, there's a lure company called Rapella Lures. They have their line of lures. They look like little fish, but those little fish are painted to resemble something that is desirable, to make them look lifelike and real, to draw that fish out. Something that is desirable so that it would draw them out. That's what the Lord would like to do to you today. He would like to show you something that is very desirable for your life. Let you see Jesus Christ. Amen. That one that loves you. The one that can bring peace to your life. The one that can satisfy your life. And he wants to draw you to him. Draw you to him. Why don't you let the Holy Spirit draw you? Amen, to the thing that you desire the most, the thing that you hunger for the most. Amen. The Bible says in Jeremiah that he's going to send forth fishermen, amen, to draw them. He's going to send out hunters. There is a difference between a fisherman and a hunter. See, to go hunting, it's not like you're going out there and you're sitting and you're casting a lure out there waiting for that. But you go and you stalk. You track, you scout, you go in search of that animal. If you're going to hunt, deer, you go where the deer's at. If you're going to hunt deer, don't go to my backyard. Go to Brother Joe Dykeman's backyard. Got plenty of room. He won't mind at all. But if you're going to hunt squirrel, hey man, don't go out into the woods. Go out by our dumpster out here and hunt squirrel. They're all over that dumpster out there, all right? You may not want to eat them because of all they've had, but that's where they're at. If you're going to hunt, you go in search of your prey. Amen. When the Lord goes hunting, amen, he goes searching for. Amen. In the book of Luke chapter 15, amen, we read the story about the lost sheep and the shepherd leaving the 99, and he goes hunting for that lost sheep. He goes in search for that lost sheep. Amen. And that's what the Lord does. Amen. For those of us that have strayed away from God. Amen. He goes searching for you. Amen. That he might bring you back. The Lord loves you enough. He wants to bring you back home. Amen. He goes hunting for you. He goes looking for you. He searches you out in your backslidden condition, in your lost condition. Amen. He goes searching for you and looking for you. Luke 15 also shares about a lost coin. The woman goes sweeping, emptying out her house, cleaning, lighting a lamp. Amen. Why? Because she wants to find that lost coin. Amen. The Lord goes to great length, amen, to hunt you and to find you, that he might bring you back. Amen. That God may find you and save you. Amen. You wandered away from God, but God wants you to know, amen, he's never given up on you. He's still searching for you. He's still hunting for you. Amen. He wants to bring you back home. Amen. God never gives up on a backslider. God never gives up on the one that wandered away from him. God never gives up on that one, amen, that's left him, but he continues to search, continues to draw, continues to hunt for that one that's wandered away from God. I can tell you today, amen, the Lord would love, amen, to draw you. Amen. But if he has to, he'll go hunting for you. Amen. He will hunt for you. You see, some people say, well, you know, the Lord would never be caught in a tavern. But I believe the Lord, amen, if he has to hunt for you in a tavern, he'll find you in a tavern and he'll bring you back home. Amen. I believe if the Lord has to go to a house of ill repute to find you and he'll bring you back home. If he has to go to a crack house, he'll go to a crack house to find you, to bring you back home. If he has to go to a prison, he'll go to a prison, wherever it is, to find you, to bring you back home. Amen. The Lord never gives up. He's a relentless hunter. He never tires of the hunt. He never grows weary of the hunt. Amen, because he wants to find that one lost sheep and bring it back home. God will go to the end of the earth to find you, to find another lost soul. Amen. God will do whatever he has to do in order to bring you back, because that's a God that loves you so much, amen, that he will not give up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm glad one day the Lord went fishing for my life. Went fishing for me. Man, he made me realize, amen, that what he had was so desirable, I could not resist it anymore. When I saw a loving Savior, when I saw the price that he paid on the cross, when I saw all that he had done for me, when I saw that he loved me so much that he'd give his only begotten son. I mean, listen, it was all I could do. I had to come to the one that would love me so much. He drew me out of my sin. He drew me out of my bad condition. Amen. He saved my soul. I'm so thankful. Amen. That one day, amen, in a kids' crusade, nonetheless, amen, God went fishing for me and he drew me out. Amen. Maybe it was in a revival service where God went fishing for you. Amen. But thank God he found you and he drew you out. Drew you out. Amen. That the Lord would draw you to him. That the Lord would draw you to him. Amen. Maybe you're here today only because the Lord went hunting. Maybe you're here today because the Lord went hunting. You had wandered off. You had gone astray. You'd got away from God. Man, you'd neglected the Lord. And you thought you was far away from God. But you didn't realize that God, amen, was following you. That God was like the hound of heaven that was pursuing after you, that would not let up, that would not give up, until one day he come to you and found you in your backslidden condition, and a loving God picked you up, amen, and brought you back. Amen. Thank God one day that God went hunting. Hallelujah. I'm glad that we serve a God that goes fishing and goes hunting. Amen. Would you stand with me this morning? Hallelujah. Maybe the Lord's fishing this morning for your soul. Maybe the Lord is trying to get you to see, amen, that everything that you ever desired is right here in the house of God. It's right here in Jesus. Maybe the Lord has presented himself to you today as a loving Savior. Maybe he showed you such love like you've never known before. Maybe he's revealed himself in such a loving Savior that you cannot resist. You say, I've been looking for love like that. I've been looking for unconditional love. Maybe you're here today and you found that it's just the peace of God. You need peace in your life. And the Savior, man, is presented to you. He said, if you come, amen, I'll give you peace that passeth all understanding. He's drawing you out. Maybe you've today you say, I'm looking for satisfaction, looking for something to satisfy. And the Lord has presented to you salvation today in such a way that you realize that's what I need to satisfy my life. He wants to draw you out. He wants to pull you out. Can I ask you this morning? If you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord Jesus, amen, I wish today that you would take the bait. I wish today you would let him draw you out of your sin. Draw you out of your sin. Hallelujah. And work in your life today. Amen. Maybe you're here today and you're backslidden. I want you to know the Lord never gave up on you. You've wandered away from God and you're not where you need to be with the Lord. But I want you to know God never gave up on you. Amen, but God's still searching for you and God's still hunting for you. God still wants to work in your life. And I believe you're here today only because of the grace of God, that God has hunted you and followed after you and pursued you, that's brought you to the point where you're at right now today. Amen, because the Lord would love to save your soul this morning. Hallelujah. With our heads bowed right now, dear Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, speak to some heart today. Lord God, let them know how much you love them. God, let them know what you can do in their life. Let them know, Lord God, how satisfying it can be to serve you. God, let them know, Lord God, how much you love them. God, the great lengths that you've went to, Lord God, to save a lost soul. God, the great lengths, Lord God, that you'll go to save a backslider. God, we ask you, Lord, would you reach out to us today in the name of Jesus? We give you the glory and the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. If you're here this morning, you feel like the Lord's fishing for you, and you feel like God's trying to draw you out, amen, would you lift your hand? Let me pray with you this morning. Let me invite you to an altar. Amen. Could I encourage you today, amen, that you would follow after your heart? Follow after your heart. Amen. God's presented the gospel to you. He's presented a Savior that loves you more than anything. Amen. Would you follow your heart today? Would you follow your heart? Amen. You're here today. You're backslidden. You say, I feel like the Lord has brought me to this point today to give my life to the Lord once again. I've failed God, but God never failed me. I've walked away from God, but God has pursued me and brought me to where I'm at right now today that I could find the Lord again in my life. Amen. Would you slip your hand up today? Is there one, amen, that God wants to work in your life? God wants to work in your life today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray, God, God, that you would continue to fish, oh God, that you'd continue to hunt, continue to draw your people, Lord God. God, save lost souls, I pray, in the name of Jesus. And God will give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Church, would you come to the altar with me this morning?